SBS Radio.
Mr. Jain, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So, do you know notorious hit-run driver Puneet Puneet at a personal level?
No, Gino, I don't know him. Any personal level on him, no. I don't have any contact, personal contact.
And the Australian media outlets have widely quoted you as Puneet Puneet's supporter. What is your stand on this case?
No, it's absolutely a false statement. It's very incorrect. Yes, I was in the court, but not for him. I was letting people know about what I have gone through the justice system in Australia, and my family has suffered. So that was the only reason to be there.
What statements did you make in the Indian court?
Yes, what I've said is about my story of life, what I have suffered with in the hands of immigration for 8.5 years. And my brother was put him in jail, and they have tarnished my all family name, which comes from a Gandhi family, Mahatma Gandhi, late Mahatma Gandhi. And it has given a shame in India to our family. And then I was assaulted at work, and I sustained neck and spinal injury in daylight. And now from the last 18 years, I'm a disabled person, and I live on a disability pension.
So did you mention these things in the Indian court?
Yes, it's in my statement. Yes, it is in my statement.
And was it relevant to Puneet Puneet case?
No, it is not. But it was the justice system in Australia. That was I was asked to explain in the court by Puneet's lawyer.
So Puneet Puneet's lawyer contacted you to be a witness there?
Yes.
And have you ever been paid to be a witness,
the
and
person,
who covered the cost of your travel
arrangements? The person whose father was ex-magistrate in Indian courts, the person belongs to a Gandhi family, and freedom, whole family is a freedom fighters. And if few people they know about what freedom fighters have done for India to get independence, he will not believe in any bribery or any sort of money. That is my answer to the Australian media.
So can you tell us how this information, which you claim is misleading, was spread in the media?
In fact, actually, Australian media has taken their revenge on me. What happened was in 2010, all media channels came to my house. Channel 10, Australian Weekend, The Age, Channel 7, Channel 9, Today Tonight. They were in my house because some of the students were assaulted in Victorian, in Glenroy Station, and I was involved in them directly. I was interviewed by the media too, and media promised us to publish this news, but this news was never published, and my several Australian friends were involved. But then in Indian court this time, 2017, when one of the Australian side lawyer asked me, well, why didn't you go to media to get the help? And I told him, yes, I did, but the time I was involved, the media never published my case. But this time, when I showed them the photographs of the media people were in my backyard, what Australian media is doing, not interested to publish my case, the truth. They have published my name in an opposite way, in another way, has given me name, bad name and shame, and put my life in threatening.
So what type of statements were made in the media which you're angry about?
It's absolutely false statement. And incorrect.
What was written in there?
Everything what they have published, like I'm supporting Puneet. I have said to Indian government, don't send him there. He will not get his justice. That is not my subject. I belong to a judiciary family, and I respect the law of any country I live in. How can I make a comment like this? And it's not there. And in fact, and who is a reporter, a special correspondent, he came to my house, he interviewed me and Annamaria for 2.5 hours. He has seen documents. He said, when did I tell you Australia is racist? And Annamaria can witness that sitting next to me. And then when I came back to Australia, I asked who is a journalist. His name was there too. It's for the joint news. And he came to my house, he interviewed me for 2.5 hours in Melbourne. And I asked him first thing, have you got a copy of my statement? He said, no, I don't. So then I provided him the copy of my statement, and then he apologized. He said, I will try my best to rectify this news. And not only this.
And there was, did he rectify the news?
No, not in a decent way. It's a very little, like a one word. I'm not happy with that, what he has done. And I've approached so many media channels in the last 15 years to get justice. To every single media channel here. Nobody wanted to know, nobody wanted to highlight our story.
So you were saying that you never said Australians or Australia is racist. And as an Australian citizen, do you believe in Australia's judicial system?
No. Yes. No, I don't believe in Australian judicial system, to be honest, because I was never given justice, so I cannot say that. But no, Australia is not racist. This is how I came to Australia, and I'm a citizen from the last 22 years. It's a beautiful country and beautiful people. And I've been a member for the Lions Club from the last 18 years. working for the community shoulder to shoulder, and I've raised millions of dollar funds with my Warren Red Lions Club for the Australian people, sufferer people, for Royal Melbourne Hospital, for cancer research, childhood cancer and all that. And through my skill as a chef, we've been involved in cooking food in festivals, events and all that to me. And my life is in danger. So I don't want to live here anymore. I've decided to go back to my home.
So when you say your life is in danger, what you mean by that?
We have got a lot of threatenings on internet. My name, my home address, my phone number is put on the internet.
Who put it?
Whosoever, the media has published my name. So somebody has put it, my name, phone number, my address, and I've got the threatenings on internet, and several people have given threatening, and I've got the several newspaper cutting that said, where these two mangroves live, where the two brothers, why we should not throw them out. Well, that is a false statement against me. So they have put my life in danger.
Jayant, are you thinking of taking any legal action at this stage?
Yes, we are. We are trying to get hold on to a few lawyers. I've spoken pro bono lawyers, and they're internationally renowned. They are very happy to take this case further against these all media guys whosoever published my name and Anna Maria's name and published a false and incorrect news and putting our lives in danger. Yes, I will, definitely.
Do you think Australia has a right to bring back Puneet to face the law of the land?
Well, if it comes to the justice, yes, I do believe that. The Hofsi family should be given justice by all means, and I can feel their pain and suffering. But on the other side, yes, you have ignored me as a citizen of Australia, and I can never say I'm proudly Australian. He should be brought back to Australia to give justice to Hofsi family.
Well, that be it. Thanks, Jayant. Thanks for coming.
I'm welcome. Thank you.
Also in the studio, we have Anna Maria. She also made some statements in the Indian court in Puneet case. Anna Maria, are you a Puneet supporter?
Absolutely not.
So why you were giving statements in Indian court?
We were given the opportunity to speak in court to explain to the Indian community about what the Australian system is like. And in my case, because I know Jayant and his family for the past 15 years and what they have gone through, that's why I spoke in Puneet's case.
Can you tell us how this information, which you claim is misleading, spread in the media, and what type of information that
yes.
was?
When we were in India, he came to Jayant's home and he showed us the newspapers. We were not aware that this was going to go into the newspapers in India, and we had a read of the article, and we saw that everything that was in the papers was incorrect.
What was in the papers? That
we supported Puneet, and we did not support Puneet at all, and we're not his friend.
And do you think Australia has a right to bring back Puneet to face the law of the land?
Yes, I do. I do believe. He should come back, and the pain and suffering that has caused Mr. and Mrs. Hofsi and the family is very, very deep. I feel for them. And Puneet should come back to face justice.
And at a personal level, this whole episode, how did it affected you?
Oh, it's affected me immensely. It's affected my well-being, it's affected my family, my relationship with my family, my friends, job as well. It has affected me immensely, and also the story, the lies that have been put onto the media, on the websites, et cetera, our names, our addresses, our phone numbers is a violation of privacy, and the media should never ever have put our names there. So we have had no apology from anyone. It's just been a joke. It really has. Our lives have been turned upside down. We didn't intend any of this to happen, and I think personally we should get an apology.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.